I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The National Weather Service says an impactful winter storm is moving into the region Tuesday and Tuesday night. Moderate to heavy snow is expected with 3 to 7 inches for Siouxland. Because of the incoming winter storm, there have been snow emergencies issued for several Siouxland communities, including Sioux City, South Sioux, Dakota City, North Sioux, Hinton, and Norfolk, Nebraska. The Sioux City Journal report Sunday saw its lowest one-day total of new COVID-19 infections in more than 2.5 months, with 17 new cases. Today, there are 19 more, for more than 12,000 since the start of the pandemic and 163 deaths, according to the Iowa Department of Public Health. Hospitalizations have held steady at 55 patients at Sioux City's two medical facilities. That's almost half of the record high set on December 1st. The 14-day test positivity rate for Woodbury County is falling very slightly to 13.5%. 1 week ago, the rate was 15%. Currently, there are half a dozen counties in northwest Iowa above the 15% threshold. Buena Vista County is top in northwest Iowa and sixth in the state with 20.5%. Local health officials say to slow the spread of COVID-19, mask up, keep your distance, wash your hands, stay home when sick, and avoid non-essential gatherings. South Dakota law requires any student to have 9 different immunizations prior to getting into class. However, the Argus Leader reports that COVID-19 vaccines most likely will not be added to the list after state health department officials announced they will not request or bring legislation to add the new vaccine to the list of immunizations already required. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.